Well, hello. I'm laying in my bed. My heater is on, so there might be some background noise. We're going to talk today about podcasts and how I created this podcast. This is Groovercast. So I had a directory of audio files, okay? So I record these episodes in voice memos on the iPhone, and I export to my web server, and I name the file EPISODE.1 or .2 or .3 and so forth. The extension is M4A, which is similar to MP3, but it's Apple's technology. I found out that file sizes are usually smaller with higher quality, so I left it as M4A. Okay, where else do I want to... Okay, so I want to go back to why they're called podcasts. Okay, so back in the day, before the iPod was popular, you know, Apple was looking for content to put on their new device called the iPod. So there were these new things called podcasts, but they didn't actually have that name yet. That name sort of came from the iPod. But, you know, you could take a directory of audio files and marry them with a name, a description, a duration, album artwork. You could put all that together in an RSS feed. Apple figured out we can accept those RSS feeds, parse them, and create a directory of all of the podcasts. And then you would be able to subscribe to a podcast in iTunes and have it sync its episodes, new episodes, etc., to the iPod. And podcasts were born. So that system is still in place, and that is how traditional podcasts work. This crap that you see on YouTube and Netflix and stuff like that, those are podcasts only in name. You know, they're not following the standard that the thing came up with. Mine is a real podcast. I used Claude and I created software that would allow me to update the RSS feed and extract audio links and then place that RSS feed back on my server, let iTunes parse it, and bam, I had a podcast. Now, for the album artwork, I took an existing photo and uploaded it to Claude. Gemini, and I described what I wanted the album artwork to look like. It responded with something that was not square. It was more of a rectangle. So I used Claude and I created more software. I first uploaded the image to Gemini and I asked it for the hex color code of the most prominent background color that came out to be E67E22. So I then used Claude to create an iOS application that would create a matte with that color, and it would upscale the image and make it square so it would be appropriate for album artwork. So I upscaled the image and I added the matte to make it my album artwork. And that's how I did the artwork for the file. And then I created software that would create the RSS feed for me every time I publish a new episode. And I had a real podcast. I may submit it to Spotify. That's a different system. you know, these are going to be only audio files. If you want to see my video stuff, go to Facebook or YouTube. But this is going to be a traditional podcast, and thank you so much for listening to the explanation of how and why it was created. Thank you for listening to my third episode. This has been Brian Groover, and this has been GrooverCast.